are listening to the Fantasy Alarm DFS NBA podcast with hosts John Pimba and James Grande.
What's going on, FA Nation? John Pimba here with James Grande. Welcome into the Fantasy Alarm NBA DFS podcast and live stream recording here for Friday's 10-game main slate. James, love these 10-gamers here. A big player pool, you know, but we have some injury news of guys coming back, some injury news of big players being out. We've already identified some value here on today's slate, which should be pretty interesting. We have some nice matchups to target as well from a game total perspective today.
Yeah, man. Minnesota, Utah headlines the slate, 235 game total there. Utah giving 2 points. Got to think that means Lauri Markkanen's going to play if Utah's favored in that game, because they have not been great without him. Even though they won last game, that was a wild game. Indiana, Washington, 233 total. Indiana giving 5 points against the Bradley Beal-less Washington Wizards. 228.5 in Atlanta, Brooklyn. Brooklyn giving 7.5.
Ben Simmons returned today.
Yes. No DeJounte Murray in that game for Atlanta. Philly, Lakers, 228 total there. Lakers getting 4.5 on the road. Memphis, 227.5 against the Pistons. Memphis giving 10.5. The only spread over 10. Phoenix, New Orleans also 228.5. Every total, John, over 220.
Love it.
Tonight.
A lot of points.
Only one spread, the Memphis-Detroit game, as previously mentioned, over 10. Everything else within 8, but every spread over 220. Pretty impressive.
Love it. Let's get into it. Point guard position here. Luka Doncic is $13,000.
Just crazy.
You need 65 fantasy points for 5X. Late night hammer at home. We've talked about this a lot, James. Dallas, a lot better team at home this season than on the road. Lucas splits home and road there. I think we looked at it the other day as well. 65 fantasy points is what he's averaging at home this season. He gave us an 88 fantasy point game at home against Golden State just a few weeks back. So we know it's in his bag. We know it's possible. I don't know, man. It's $13,000. It's just so wild to want to go ahead and pay up for that. But there is value on the slate. So, like, we can get to him today. It's just, I don't know how many people are going to be willing to go there. He's far and away the most expensive player. Next one is Giannis in that same matchup on the other side. $12,300. You know, we know what he can do when it comes to his fantasy production there. He's averaging 57 fantasy points a game. He went for 51 earlier this year against Dallas. Luka went for 51 as well in that game against Milwaukee. So I'm never going to tell you not to play him. I just don't think it's worth spending, because the upside, like, he has to hit bingo for him to be worth the $13,000.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just a situation if you're playing multi lineups. You're multi-entering, you obviously want shares of Luka, right? I mean, it's because they're, like you said, like, bingo for him is different than bingo for other people. Okay? Bingo for him is 80-plus fantasy points, which wins you the tournament.
Yep, I agree with you. After that, like, I don't know how you feel. Again, you talked about Ja in that game, the 10-point spread. Does that bother you at all at 10-6?
Detroit, I think, has been pretty competitive. For the most part, I would say we just want to limit our exposure to tournaments.
Okay.
If that game does blow out, like, you're getting three.
Yeah, he played 30 minutes in their blowout win over OKC and gave you 66. So, like, he could be the reason they blow out. So,
yeah.
But 10-6 for him. Trae Young by himself against Brooklyn, I don't really love that spot for him.
So can I?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you numbers and you tell me if that changes your mind.
Okay, go ahead.
So 172-minute sample without DeJounte Murray and John Collins. 45.6% usage rate, 1.58 fantasy points per minute.
So it's a lot. I just don't know about this game for them, right? I mean,
if he's going off, they're like, he could single-handedly keep them in this game.
Yes. He has struggled lately, right? Sure. 9-for-26 for 19 the last two games shooting.
Fighting with his coach.
Right. All that stuff. I don't. If you're game stacking, probably again. I just don't think I'm going to get to Trae Young at 10-3.
That's fine.
I played him the last two slates. Like, you know, I know you can't have those biases, but, like, I was like, oh, great Trae Young spot here, and, like, he's done nothing. I'm not saying this doesn't feel like a good Trae Young spot. Maybe he goes off. So. But like, I'd rather play Halliburton at 92. James Harden 89 feels free against the Lakers. Like, I know he just came back. He played 38 minutes.
He was limited, John. He didn't play 48.
Yeah, 38 minutes.
Unbelievable.
We talked about the Lakers defense being pretty good there. But I kind of like this just game I matchup, right? Philly, Lakers, yep. Feels like a good one. Close spread. And James Harden for $8,900, there's just upside for him at that price point. Like, he can give you a 20-point triple-double. I definitely like Halliburton and Harden in that spot more than paying the 10K for the other guys. I probably consider starting my lineups in those spots. If Donovan Mitchell doesn't play, we're all in on Garland at 82.
Yep.
Donovan Mitchell obviously questionable here. That's just a fantastic spot for Garland at that price point there. What are your thoughts on Jrue Holiday? We've been touting him a lot lately. He's been fantastic. Do you like him though against Dallas here?
Like, you can get there. I think he's been great. There's no denying that. 45 fantasy points in four straight games, still under 8K. It's just a tough matchup.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 7-for-16 shooting against them earlier in the year, just 32 fantasy points. I do think Chris Middleton's return has helped him. Like, there's just no defense that can stop them. Like, they have three weapons at all times. I mean, I like Holiday. I'm a little upset that you skipped over Kyrie Irving. You know, it's okay.
But
Simmons is back. I know. It stinks. There's just so much upside.
Yeah,
there.
Listen, we've been talking about it, right? Like, play him at mid-8, play him in the mid-5, mid-8Ks rather, because he has upside and he popped for 60 against Charlotte. If you played him at 8-5, like, you're in a good spot. It's still a good number. 86 is a good number. And again, what's the point spread in this game? Did you say it's like 7? Is that what you said?
Yes, 7 and 7.5.
Yeah. So, yeah. Listen, if Atlanta keeps it close somehow with Trae Young and Capella, and I imagine Bogdan probably plays 30+ minutes tonight. Like, yep. You know, then sure, there's going to be opportunities for ceilings out of some of these guys. But we talk about it, like, when Ben Simmons is on the floor, assuming he's not limited, like, the offense is sort of facilitated through him. So,
sure.
a little bit down for me on Irving. But good tournament play. I think that's fine. Again, Garland for me if there's no Mitchell. Holiday, again, we like Holiday. We just don't generally like going against Dallas too often because they play slow. And guys, you know, they don't always have their best performances against them. Minnesota-Utah, we've been talking about how Minnesota plays no defense. I think... Is Conley back?
He's back.
He's back. Listed as questionable for tonight.
They had said he's going to return. They already like,
Sexton's
stated.
Out, so
yep, Sexton's out and Markkanen's questionable, I believe.
So Clarkson's probably still in play then, just in general at 73. But it is a high price. It's a high price. But Minnesota is a spot that we've been liking to target there.
Yep.
I don't think I've mentioned D'Angelo Russell at all this season. But any interest in D'Angelo Russell given his recent play?
Yeah, we mentioned him last podcast. I think we circled back to him just because we forgot to mention him because we haven't mentioned him. And it hasn't really bit us in the ass very much. But he's been good. I mean, 32 fantasy points or more in 7 straight games. 36 or more in 3 straight. You don't love to see the 28 minutes, truthfully. Like, that's not great. 4 fouls could have been in early foul trouble. But 28, 27 actual points the last two games. Like, there's no Towns. He's going to have the ball in his hands a lot more now than he did. So, yeah, I can get there. This is the highest total on the board. Everyone's going to play Anthony Russell. Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
So I think D'Lo is a nice pivot.
Yep, I'm with you there. I think Brunson at 68 is a pretty good spot for him. I know recent plays kind of been down a little bit there. But it's a good number. I think anything under 7K for Brunson's worthy of looking at.
Yep. Agreed.
Would you go into Chris Paul at 66?
Revenge spot, but like missed a month, exactly a month, and then played 24 minutes. I know there was a blowout, but he was apparently going to be limited anyway. Like,
okay.
I don't know. You can. It's a good price, right? Like, we know Chris Paul has.
I mean, he was $1,000 more expensive for most of the year. So.
Yep. Yeah, it's a good price ultimately. So,
what's our total on this one? Do we have one?
Total in Phoenix is 228.5.
Okay.
Phoenix giving 2 points to the number one seed, New Orleans Pelicans.
Yeah, battle for the top. I like Chris Paul a lot there. I think, assuming there's, I guess it would depend on how much limitations expected there, but
I mean, he plays 30 minutes anyway, right? Like, he doesn't really, he averages 29 minutes on the
Starter played more than 25 minutes for Phoenix because they got blown out. So Paul probably would have played the, he didn't play it all the fourth. Like, you have to assume he would have gotten some fourth quarter run.
Sure.
Probably played 30 minutes. So I kind of like Chris Paul at 66. It's a really good price tag for him. Let's see here. Where are we going under 6K? Who's your guy? I guess, obviously, if Fox is out, like Monk at 54.
Yep. Keep mentioning you've been a Monty Morris stan for a while.
Yeah.
And he continues to deliver. I mean, it's not, you know, the price is creeping up, but 33 fantasy points last game. There's no Bradley Beal, as we know. So, Markelle Fultz literally was probably played the worst basketball game of all time.
Yeah.
Last time out. Well, Tony Snell has something to say about that, I guess. But
he did get the 28 minutes at least. So,
you know. He did get the 20 minutes. And
not so a good spot against Toronto, though. We
don't, not a great spot.
Like that.
Noel continues to just play. I just don't like it.
Yep. 26 minutes to get some.
There's nothing not to like.
No. Just, he's under 5K. Obviously, the price keeps going up, but as long as he's under 5K.
I think he's – so he was over 5K on FanDuel last slate. He's probably over 5K on FanDuel again. So something to consider for FanDuel. I don't love the over 5K price tag, but if he's going to continue to produce, it is what it is.
Yep. I'm in agreement with you there. Quickly keeps getting like 25 minutes. So, I mean, if one of these days he just kind of pop off, so you can always consider him there. If Conley doesn't come back, Nikhil Alexander-Walker played 29 minutes against Golden State.
I wonder if he got confused, if they got confused NAW, that it was supposed to be THT, but he put NAW in instead. Like, he mixed up the names because THT didn't play.
You know what? I'm just saying. You know, the guy played 29 minutes and he produced. So, only five shots. So, like, you know, was super efficient, obviously, but, you know, guys out there playing minutes. So,
yep.
Anybody else for you at point guard?
I mean, like, Schroeder's going to start and play 30 minutes, right? But LeBron
is
and Davis are back.
If everything?
Yeah, he's been starting. Okay. Yeah, he's been starting with Beverly healthy with so.
Yeah, without those guys. Yeah, but the offense is ticked down for him.
So. Oh, yeah. For sure.
16-1-0-0-0-0-0. Just that's for you there. All right, let's go to shooting guard here. Booker's at 95. Don't really like it with Paul back. Again, just kind of kill some of the upside. You can play him in tournaments if you want, again, because we know what his upside can be still, but we were getting a lot more mid-40s fantasy point production earlier in the year. We weren't really seeing the ceiling. Anthony Edwards is the enigma, right? You and I were talking about it before we on the stream. The 16 steals or 17 steals over the last three games is something that feels, you know, unsustainable, but you know, he's still giving you 26 actual, 29 actual in five of the last, you know, six games basically. You know, this heavy steal aided. So, you know, if you think you can get steals against Utah tonight, which you probably can, Anthony Edwards is out there being the best player on the floor for Minnesota. So
it's just so hard to get away from him, but it's also like so hard to not want to fade him because, like you mentioned, it's just unsustainable.
Yeah.
Like 15 or 17 steals in three games is just unsustainable, but there's still the 26-8-8 is great. And even if it's two steals, which are right around the season average, like that's fine. It's a great spot. It's the best total on the board. Like, he's going to be extremely popular. He's been extremely popular every slate, right? Because he's going to take 100 shots and do everything with Towns out. So, like, sure, he's a great cash game play and he's a great tournament play, but just be aware that this stretch of steals is going to come to an end.
Yeah.
And we need the 26-8-8 or better, right? 30-8-8.
Yeah.
For there to be upside at 9K. That's all I'm saying. I think he's a great play. You can also fade him in tournaments, and don't be surprised if he doesn't have six steals because that's just not normal.
Yeah. Rozier, here. Another 20 shots, as we've been talking about. The guy is going to shoot. He kept Charlotte in that game against Brooklyn.
Sure did.
He gave you 42 fantasy points. He's still $8,000. 48, 36, 44, 42 the last four. So, again, good play. He's solid as they come at 8K. You know, definitely has a floor because he can go 9 for 20. You know, 9 for 25. You know, but he gives you a little bit of everything there, and he scores the basketball. So I don't think anybody's going to play him against New York tonight because, again, there's guys below that I think are a little bit more appealing. So, again, tournaments, I think he works out. But just the consistency of his performances lately put him on your radar.
I agree. And I think his teammate is in the same boat. Oubre, right, the last two games.
Yep.
For a little cheaper. Both of them, I think, firmly in play.
They're the two primary offensive players on that starting unit right now. So, a lot of things run through them there. Buddy Hield at 6K, 35 fantasy points for him. The guy is back to the under 6K. I'll play him forever. Buddy Hield price for you. So, got to think he's in play for you against Washington tonight.
Yep, sure. Yeah.
The next four guys in DraftKings are all Pacers players. Yeah, are you not playing any of them?
I'm probably not playing Nembhard. I think especially with Halbert back, we saw the regression. I know he still took 10 shots and that's fine, but still started, played a bunch of minutes. I probably wouldn't play him. I'd probably rather play Mathurin. I think there's just a higher ceiling just based on shot attempts in general. Like 16 shots, 15 shots from Mathurin last three, and 16 coming with Halliburton in that last game. Mm-hmm. Whereas like Nembhard fell off the cliff to 10. So yeah. I'd play Hield and I'd play Mathurin. I probably wouldn't play Nembhard.
Beasley revenge game.
Yeah, and he started Wednesday too. So
I mean, we've been going back and forth on him anyways. Like his minutes have always been good off the bench anyways, but now no Sexton. Again, if Conley doesn't play, waiting Markkanen. Obviously on the news of Markkanen, you know, he's just a guy that gets in and takes. He's another guy that gets in and takes shots. It's just if he hits them, great. If he doesn't, you're got 10 fantasy points. So.
GPPs only.
Yeah, big time for sure. Tim Hardaway, as long as he's starting, do you just keep running him out there?
Dude, starting Tim Hardaway is the best.
22, 26, 28, 17, 29 actual. The 17 hurt me bad. I had a nice 5-pick fall a half of a PRA short. So big hurt for me there. But he is just knocking down shots. Milwaukee, obviously a better defending team. But I mean, that guy is just on fire right now.
Yep.
Griffin at 48, I think again, going to play a lot of minutes for Atlanta here. They're just down so many players. Up and down production, but a guy that's just probably just going to find himself on the floor. Same thing with Kispert, right? We think Kispert's just going to be out there playing 30 minutes cause they'd have no Beal. Grimes, as you've mentioned, is playing a lot of minutes for the Knicks. Been very up and down with how he's been performing. But Bogdan at 41 is probably my favorite of this group here.
Yeah, and I can see him getting a lot of ownership. 16 shots after Murray left that game, 25 minutes. Like, everything is trending upwards for Bogdan. Like, obviously, 3 for 16, not ideal. 0 for 10 from 3, not ideal. But
23-point attempts the last two games is pretty nice.
Very nice. Like, regardless of makes or misses, like, he's going to continue to shoot. And he's just going to have a big usage rate. And if, you know, the trend continues, what are we going to see, 27, 28 minutes? Like, that'd be great. So even – who's to say he doesn't play 30 without Murray? I don't think he does because they're probably trying to like preserve him only considering he's only played three games since returning.
I don't know. I think they might give him 35 if he starts.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. Offseason knee surgery.
I just feel like the fact that he's already played three games.
That's fair.
They're ramping him up a little bit. It wouldn't shock me if he started and just got the full run today.
I mean, I'd play him even if he was capped at 25.
The price is going down on him. 52, 47, 45, 41.
Right. So I would play him if it was 25 minutes, for the record. Sure. So, like, if it's 35, to the moon. I'm playing him at 25 minutes.
I don't know if you saw one of my other favorite players return the other night, Zaire Williams.
He did.
19 minutes only in that game. 2-for-9 shooting, gave you 20 fantasy points. Just mentioning him, you know, not necessarily recommending him, but just mentioning him. Because they are still without Bane. And Roddy is now questionable to play. So, like, or I guess Roddy, he was questionable.
Zaire started. Zaire started all last year. So.
Yeah. So, we'll see what happens. Just throwing him out there. I got nobody else, though.
No.
Okay. Small forward. At the top. Katie, James, play him if you want, right? We're not going to say no. Though, I guess Simmons coming back. We've talked about that with Durant and his impact. Sometimes with Katie, I mean, the assists and rebounds with Simmons in the lineup is far less for Durant than when he's out of the lineup. So maybe you don't get the 8-5-7-5-5 assists there with Simmons back, but
probably not.
Something to look at there. Markkanen, if he's in, we'll play. Obviously, at 83 is a good spot for him against Minnesota. What are your thoughts on Paolo? You should play Paolo at 75.
In tournaments. Okay. Tournaments.
All right. Other mid-tier guys for you in this spot? Again, we've talked about a lot of them. I like Middleton at 65. Talked about that before we jumped on.
Mm-hmm.
Just, again, price decrease on him. 77, 72, 7K. Minutes have gone up. He's taken 11 shots in all three games. He's a good player. 6,500 is a good number.
Yeah, he's an elite player. 5 or more assists in 3 games. He just hasn't, like, we're going to get the pop, too, coming soon. He's going to score 25 actual and give us 66.
32 fantasy points is 5X. He's given us 31.5, 14, and 33. So,
yep, there's a lot of upside to be had for Middleton. So I think he's probably my favorite in the mid-tier. I would consider Bojan if you think that game can stay competitive. Just
I mean, if they stay competitive, it's because he's shooting lights out. So. Yeah,
which he's done. And we know that, I mean, look at the roller coaster that is Bojan Bogdanović.
He got ejected the other game for whatever reason. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine that Bojan is very mean to referees. So.
Murphy, we talked about. Price keeps coming up on him, but 39 fantasy points for him the other day. You know, as long as Ingram's out, I think there's a path for Murphy here.
Yeah. I felt like this at 5'9", like, I don't think I could get there, and I didn't think I can get there at 6K, but...
No one's going to play him. It's going to be a 3% play.
3%. Maybe 3%.
Maybe 3%. Jalen McDaniels we're in on. We've been talking about him. $5,100. 30.
Charlotte McDaniels.
Yeah.
Not Minnesota McDaniels.
Yeah. What's the Minnesota McDaniels been up to lately? Let's see here. He played 36 minutes.
He did play 36 minutes.
I would play Minnesota McDaniels too.
He just needs to stay out of foul trouble, dude. Like, that was the first time ever.
That's been the case of the Minnesota power forward spot for like 3 years, but him and Vanderbilt, right? Just like stay out of foul trouble and please.
Just stay out of foul trouble and you guys can like be moderately successful.
Be good together. Let's see here. Kyle Anderson's 46.
Any interest? Started, but just played 22 minutes. I think when Noel is shooting well, Anderson gets taken off the floor.
Okay. I know I mentioned Griffin earlier. I guess DeAndre Hunter actually is potentially able to play today. He's questionable.
Yep.
If he plays, I have some interest because he's going to shoot more.
I wonder if they would do a lineup where they started Hunter at power forward and move Jalen Johnson back to the bench and still started Griffin. A lot of things they could do.
They move Bojan. I mean, Bogdan probably what, shooting guard? Do you think he would start a shooting guard?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they move, Griffin and Hunter. I mean, whatever the 2-3-4 combination is, those three wings starting together.
Yep, I agree with you there. Anybody else for you? Small forward?
Not that we
haven't talked about it already, right?
I mean, Najee Marshall, possibly, John. Sure. 29 minutes this last game, 30 fantasy points, 3,800. I mean, he's just like in their rotation with Herb and Brandon Ingram out. And he's a very low usage guy, but he's had a steal in every game. He's had 3 blocks over the last 3 games. He had a 6 assist game. He has 2 5 rebound games. So,
okay,
you know, some value there.
Works. Power forward position, again, Giannis is at 12-3. You can play him if you want. That's fine. Won't argue with you. Siakam's at 10K. It's definitely getting up there a little bit.
Such a good spot.
It is a good spot. Definitely. I don't even know when he's going to play him because everyone's going to go play Zion here at 96.
Probably. The problem with Siakam, too, he goes for 60 in that game if it stays. Yeah. If he plays the 39 minutes that he would have in a competitive setting. Yeah. Right? Like, he didn't play the last 7 minutes, 8 minutes of the game.
Yep. Yep, I agree with you there. I mean, we know what he can be. He can give you a triple-double. So, great upside for him. I like him in cash games today. It's just you worry about the matchup. Zion, again, should be pretty popular given his recent production. We talked about marketing. Kyle Kuzma, kind of a disappointing effort. Got off to a strong start against Chicago and then just faded there in the second half. But against the Pacers, I feel pretty confident in a bounce back for him at 81.
Yep.
Randall, I don't know what to do because this is, he keeps going up and down. I mean, 69 fantasy points against Atlanta, guy balled out, 17 rebounds, but he had three games of mid-30s before that against Charlotte earlier this year. He played 40 minutes and only gave you 33, so, like, enigma for me. Tournament play, I guess, because you just don't know when he's going to pop.
Yeah, I mean, it's a absolute tournament play. The good thing is, like, Charlotte front court is an elite attacking spot.
Yeah.
But like, why did you only have 33 fantasy points in your meeting earlier this year? Like, why can't we show any type of consistency? I don't have answers to any of these things. That's what makes Julius Randle a tournament player.
Exactly. Jackson at 71 is fine. Again, we know what the upside can be. We've been attacking Detroit front court all season. It's just whether or not he hits his shots as well, right? He's just
five blocks and two steals.
You know exactly what he's going to give you defensively. He's not going to rebound whenever Steven Adams is on the floor, so that's kind of annoying. But, like, if he knocks down shots, then he has a ceiling. So, a spot to look there. Mo Wagner started, man.
I tried to tell you,
if he started, we should play him. Back-to-back games, 42 and 47 fantasy points, double-doubles. If he's starting, I'm playing him again at 57.
I guess, yeah. I mean, well, I can't... What does Ertz say? The guy.
What are you gonna argue with me about? It's nothing.
He's a fantasy play per minute monster. I mean, I understand
12, 42, 47 last.
It's not that I don't understand he's a fantasy point per minute monster, but like, on like with Orlando getting healthier, like there's no chance he continue, like, you know, that he does that and then he does it. It's like, all right, yep. Sure, yeah,
yep. Let's see here. Somebody was Jalen Smith ruled out? Last game?
Yeah, he did not play last game.
Right. He's in for this game. He's
off the injury report. We know he's GPPs
yeah.
only.
Yeah. Let's see. Vanderbilt still doesn't do his usual thing there. Is there anybody that we're missing down here that we haven't talked about yet?
Probably not. Brandon Clark's going to play 20-30 minutes if you can guess his role.
Yeah. Let's go center then. Finish this one off here. JoJo at 11-5 against the Lakers and AD at 11-1 against Philly. Who wins out in that matchup?
Both?
I mean,
I don't know.
Can both go off against one another?
As long as they stay out of foul trouble.
Oh, that's what I'm wondering. JoJo fouled out against Houston.
He's so good too. Outside the Cleveland game, Embiid has been super rock solid.
Mm-hmm.
He has not given us less than 56 fantasy points since November 10th, outside of Cleveland game withstanding.
Cleveland game, I know there was the same way. 8 minutes. Flew like some.
Right. True. Cleveland is the dream killer. I think they're both in play.
He went for 55 and 17.
Dude, it's just so hard to. I know. It's just so hard to, like, argue against the current form of Anthony Davis at any.
I agree. This is just one of those spots where it's, like, two elite centers are banging up against one another, you know? Like, who wins? Do they just neutralize one another, you know?
I don't think so. Like, I don't think so. I think they're both just so good.
Who's the better defender?
They're both really good. Like, Davis is, like, blocking more shots, but Embiid is also blocking two shots a game himself. Yeah. Like, they're both. And that's not to say that's just the only barometer of defense, but like for our purposes, they're both going to get us two blocks.
So, if you're making three lineups, say you're just playing one Embiid, one Davis, or are you fading this one completely?
I don't, it's risk. I think your point of like neutralizing probably limits me to tournaments.
Okay.
For both of them. If I'm playing three lineups, and who's the top play of the slate? You know, like, I don't know, Morant, if that game stays competitive.
Possibly.
One of these guys for sure. Ultimately, like, I might, I don't know. Okay. I was going to say I lean Embiid. It's a pace-up spot, like a huge pace-up spot for Philly. And they still have, obviously, a lot of question marks, like, health-wise. They obviously have Harden back.
I think the interesting test is going to be the free throws because Embiid gets fouled so much. Does AD
is get AD fouled the one? Yeah. Right?
Like, is he the one that's hacking here? So,
and he's not really – and AD is not really – he doesn't foul. He's only had two games in which he's had five fouls this year. Like, he doesn't really foul.
Yeah. But this, three games he also rarely goes up against a center that has this level of usage. So
it's fair.
Definitely a fun battle to watch, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Both in
play for tournaments.
Both in play for tournaments. I tried to warn you that Rudy Gobert has been too cheap.
He was really good.
Pacers 16-21, a little revenge game here against Utah in Utah. They played him already at 41 fantasy points in that game, but that was at home. This is his return to Utah.
Is there bad blood? Do we know? I don't think there's bad blood, right?
I think there's bad blood.
You think there's bad blood?
They blamed him for COVID. I think they blamed him for the internal issues with Donovan Mitchell. I think there's bad blood here. I do.
Well, I don't know if, you know, I don't know if they're the only ones blaming him for COVID.
No, a lot of people are, but I think because of that, there's a lot of internal organizational frustration with Rudy Gobert. And they traded him. So first time back in Utah, I think this is a Gobert spot.
Okay. I'm with you.
He's also been pretty decent as well. So let's see. Other mid tier guys here. I don't know. Do you go Jared Allen at 66?
Pretty good spot. Pretty good spot against Sabonis.
Yeah.
Sabonis is a power forward playing center. Like, Sabonis is a good player, very good player. He's very foul happy, and he's like 6'10", and he has skills like a power forward.
Yeah.
He probably shouldn't be playing center. So I think Jared Allen could abuse him on the glass and stuff.
I agree. Let's see here. Kelly O's up to 6K. Jeez, long live the value days. But still out there hitting shots. So I guess if you want to play in tournaments, you can. We talked about Wagner already. Plumlee's been pretty solid as usual this year. So if you want to go here in cash games at 57, you're probably okay. Steven Adams, questionable. That's pretty interesting. If Adams is out, I like that. That's a boost to Jackson for sure.
Yeah. And Clark, probably. Brandon Clark would be a good value.
Mitch Robb. I'll play Mitch Robb at 5K against Charlotte. He played 37 minutes against him earlier this year at 32 fantasy points. So I'm fine on that one. Let's see here.
So I got one.
Okay.
And it's dependent on the Utah news. So they started both Kelly Olynyk and Walker Kessler the last game.
Sure.
Walker Kessler, John, had foul trouble. So he only played 24 minutes. He had three fouls in like 10 minutes in the first half.
Yeah.
10 points, 12 rebounds, 5 blocks. His MO coming out of college was he is going to block a lot of shots and he's going to grab a lot of rebounds. He did both those things. He is doing both those things pretty much every time he steps on the floor. Man, the last two games he's gotten 24 minutes. He has two double-doubles and 37-plus fantasy points. He is going to take a couple shots. He's going to be near the rim. If there's no Markkanen and they started him, he'd be one of the best plays on the slate.
I agree.
Because I don't think – I don't think Rudy Gobert would put him in foul trouble.
Sure.
I don't think. It could be completely wrong. He could just be one of those dudes. He could be Jaren Jackson, like, where he's just fouling all the time. But just throwing it out there.
That's fine. It works for me. And you're right. He's another guy, first-round pick rookie, was part of the Gobert trade. So a little bit part of all that. All right, let's go ahead and build our lineups then. Where, like you mentioned earlier, like where's our starting point here tonight?
I don't know if we need to spend all the way up.
So I'm in agreement with you. I don't know if like the 10K guys are must for our lineups. Again, I like Harden at 89. And yep. You know, I like Edwards.
And Halliburton at 92.
Halliburton at 92. Like, I like those guys. You can probably play a few of them. I know we're going to play. I'm going to throw Bogdan in there now just to throw him in the, just the small forward spot for us there at 41.
I'd be okay going with any combination of those two that you mentioned. Halliburton, Edwards, and Harden.
Yeah.
As our starting point if we want to just go roll with two of them.
I'm just checking to see what it's like to play all three.
We would have to play like Walker Kessler at that point.
So Halliburton, Harden, Bogdan, and Edwards is $4,700 a player for a power forward, center forward, and utility. Did we have a cheap guy that we liked?
The options for power forward and center are easy if there's injury news. It's sure. Clark and Kessler, right? Like, that's easy, but I just don't know if there's enough.
So NEW was 36, but we need guys ruled
it's,
out.
Yeah, it's just I think Conley comes back. Like, all the reports are him coming back.
Najee was 38. Zaire was 36. Let's see here. So those are our under.
I don't think we can. I don't think forcing any of those guys in makes sense for us. I think we probably have to pick.
Rhymes is 42.
You want to try to make it work? We can.
I just want to see what it looks like. Grimes, and it doesn't. Grimes doesn't really do much. It makes it 49 a play. All right, I'll pull out Edwards. We'll give us that. Halliburton, Harden, and Bogdan gives us basically 5,600 a player. For power forward, center, guard, forward, utility. So, let's see here. We liked the Charlotte McDaniels.
I was just looking at Jalen McDaniels as well.
Charlotte McDaniels at power forward at 51. Let's see here.
Jared Allen at center, 66? Or...
Where is he? There he is.
Mo Wagner?
Wagner at 57. Let's see. Allen in Sacramento. I like Allen at Sacramento. That works.
That's a good spot.
53 a play for a guard forward utility.
Guard forward utility is
Noel's at 47. Hardaway at 51.
Yeah, it's probably THJ with in current form. Got us some late night exposure there.
Yep.
I know you like Middleton too.
I do like Middleton. We can see if I throw Middleton at forward, that gives us a $4,500 util. $4,500 utility is Kispert. Grimes is 42. Walker Kessler obviously is at 42.
Yeah, I mean, it's Kessler if everyone's out.
You want to do Hield instead of Milton?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. If you don't mind that we have two Pacers, obviously, I imagine?
No.
Okay, and 5K. Mitch Rob at 5K?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Halliburton, Harden, Bogdan, McDaniels, Allen, Hardaway, Hield, and Mitch Rob. No money left on the table. Full playbook will be out. James and I will be in Discord and on Twitter if you have any questions, and we will catch you guys later.